Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, people, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 24th day of April, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 61 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And then it's going to cool back down and rain for 3 days. But, you know, it's on its way out. It ain't going to be nothing bad. But I'd rather have the, you know, go into the 70s than on up into the high 70s. Just stay that way the rest of the year. Ain't going to happen. Never does. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary this afternoon. Turkish President Erdogan blasts the U.S. for selling 5,000 trucks loaded with weapons to northern Syria. And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Turkey's President Erdogan blasts the U.S. for selling 5,000 trucks loaded with weapons to northern Syria. Now, who would they be selling those to? Now, we talked about the fact that the Syrian government forces had, captured their country back. The last little pocket they were eliminating is, that's where there was a gas attack all of a sudden. It had to have intervention and 100 missiles fired. And we told you it was just because the Jews had said, we're going to hold that ground. We're not giving up on Syria. You're going to take Syria. And I was just watching before I came up here. Trumpy did a speech with the French president. And they were, the question was brought up, about, getting rid of ISIS. Well, it just ain't just getting rid of ISIS. You see, that ain't really what we went over there for. The fact is, we created ISIS, and it is an insurgency into the Syrian state, just like it was into Libya. And what we want to do is we want to take out that regime and put a regime in, a Jewish favorable regime, so that the Jews can have the fresh water, the timber of Syria, and the oil, of course. And, I mean, they're up there mealy-mouthing around it. We want to set new frameworks, they said. Not just defeat ISIS, but they won't come out and just say, we're going to take Assad out and put in a Jew government so the Jews can have their resources. No, they'll say, we're going to put in a new framework for it because everybody participate. No, I mean, just a line of bullshit. Like, the people out here don't know exactly. I mean, we're watching it with our own eyes. We've watched you arm Syria. We've seen John McCain with his arm around the terrorists that we're supposedly fighting, that our resources are being dumped up to the tune of about a couple trillion dollars now in about 11 years over there into the Middle East. And so that because the Jews, the Zionist empire, wants its empire, and then its empire can spread around the world and it can be the total power and the rest of us can be just goddamn animals. I mean, this isn't rocket science. This is from Zero Hedge. On Saturday, Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan sharply criticized the United States Armed Forces and the NATO North Atlantic Treaty Organization allies for supplying weapons to Kurdish militias in Syria for free while refusing to sell defense hardware to Turkey. And, you know, reading this article, it just hit me. You know, I wondered what the deal was going to be with Turkey, because we've already said it's Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Iran, and it's looking like it's going to be Turkey, too, because you might as well have that Jew Zionist empire, you know, the whole Middle East. It belongs to them. The whole earth does, because it's their earth, and we were just put here to serve them. We cannot buy weapons from the United States with our money, but unfortunately, the United U.S. and coalition forces give these weapons, this ammunition, to terrorist organizations for free. Well, yeah. Erdogan stated in an interview on Turkish NTV news channel. So where does the threat come from? It comes primarily from strategic partners, he said, warning that Washington continues to pump in truckloads of weapons into northern Syria, because he's not going to get out of Syria. His Jewish masters, Israelis have told him, no, if you want to live and you want to have your presidency, it's Syria, and then it's Lebanon, and then it's Jordan, and then it's Iran, and evidently now it's Turkey, too. During the interview, the Turkey's president unloaded a bombshell that most Americans are entirely oblivious to. We're not. And see, that's what we talk about. We're here every day. And you talk about the resources being implemented to keep the people from hearing our words. I mean, most Americans are entirely oblivious. You know, they come out with this like they discovered uranium or something. We've been talking about this for a couple of years now anyway. Well, even more than that, probably about 3 or 4 years now. Washington and the Trump administration are deploying thousands of trucks jam-packed with guns and ammunition to Syrian terrorists. Well, yeah. That's what, when this whole missile thing went down, we told you, yeah, they're about to be wiped out there. They're actually taking buses in, letting the terrorists leave with the guns that we gave them. They're going to ride buses out of there. But no, the Israelis come out and old Netanyahu made a phone call. No, we're keeping that hold in Syria. In fact, we're going on the offensive here. You're going to dump some missiles, Trump boy. You're going to dump some missiles in there and push them back, and then we're going to dump some truckloads more. Just like, you know, ISIS over there in Iraq. Man, they ended up with an army, outfitted army. Looked like it was outfitted in U.S., United States military implements, right? I mean, the trucks, the Humvees, all of it was all U.S. Well, how did that happen? You know, we talked about the fact that, you know, we went over there and we put this whole military thing together there. And then as soon as, well, they said we pulled out, but this was just a part of the production. But as soon as we pulled out, they went in and they took off those camouflage, that desert camo, and they put on those black uniforms, and they came out and they were ISIS and jumped right back on the same trucks that our people trained them on, people. At some point, we've just got to say, you know what, you're going to do this. We understand until we shoot your asses, you're going to do this shit. But quit treating us like we're goddamn little children who you can take the quarter out of our ear, okay? The United States has recently sent 5,000 trucks loaded with weapons to northern Syria, he said. Meanwhile, Trump took to Twitter on April 14th with a triumphant message in less than 280 characters after the U.S.-led precision strikes in Syria hit alleged chemical weapons manufacturing sites earlier this month. A perfectly executed strike, he bragged, ending the tweet with a foolish phrase, mission accomplished. No, that was the mission, to save the insurgency. It is an insurgency. It's a foreign insurgency. It's our mercenaries, the ISIS mercenaries that were trained by the United States and Israel to take over Syria like they did Libya. Only it didn't work because the Russians stepped in. And damn those Russians. You know, I was listening to the program that follows Mark on on Micro Effect this morning. I mean, I'm telling you what, you might as well have been listening to Fox News. All this stuff is true. Everything that the government tells you is true. Trump is a great son of a bitch, man. The Jews are our masters, and we love it. So you people who want to donate to that satellite over there, that's what you're promoting. You people who want to broadcast the enemy propaganda, well, you're traitors. The tweet eerily echoed that famous phrase from former President George W. Bush, who announced mission accomplished in 2003 to mark the start of the Iraq War, also called Second Persian Gulf War, that would continue for another 8 years until 2011. Even I think it's still going on over there. We're still fighting in Iraq, aren't we? Even though Trump could have been using the phrase in a different context, the recent delivery of 5,000 trucks packed with military weapons and ammunition via Washington to terrorist organizations in Syria indicates that fight in Syria is far from over. No, it ain't over. It ain't over until you take Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Iran, and I think Turkey. Oh, in recent times, Washington has supplied weapons to the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, YPG, in the campaign against the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, ISIL, I-S-I-L, no, whatever, okay. The support infuriated Ankara, which sees the YPG as the Syrian branch of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, and all these factions over there. And it's just, we're just supposed to be baffled by this bullshit. And Erdogan accused Washington of building a terror army in Syria, which this could very well be true, considering the weapons convoy he alleges. On January 20th, Turkey launched an operation against the YPG in the Syrian city of Afrin. The cross-border invasion of Syria, dubbed Operation Olive Branch, good thing to call an invasion, has severely strained relations between Washington and Ankara. As the situation between both countries became dire, Ankara has gravitated towards Russia and Iran to ensure a smooth political transition in Syria, leaving Washington out of the discussions. Ankara has even decided to purchase arms from Russia, including the S-400 air defense system, which has made the country vulnerable to Western sanctions. Assistant Secretary of the State Wes Mitchell recently warned, noting that it is in the American national interest to see Turkey remain strategically and politically aligned with the West. No, I think at this point in the ballgame, I suspected that Turkey would be in the mix too. You couldn't leave that right there, that old ex-Soviet bloc, right there, you know, on the border of Iran and Iraq and Syria, Iran and Syria. But you just leave that there. I couldn't see him just like, what, Turkey's going to be left there? Uh-uh. I think it's going to be Turkey, too, and I think that Turkey's figured it out. But the bottom line here is that the marching orders have been given from the masters in Tel Aviv to the hair man there in Washington, D.C., and the hair man is doing, I mean, think about it. Just before this all went down, he announced we were going to be pulling out of Syria, and then the goddamn Jews came and said, no, we're not. No, you're not. No, boy, you're not going to do any such thing. In fact, you're going to launch we're going to claim there was some chemical attack, and you're going to attack without evidence of any chemical attack. You're going to send 100 missiles over there so we can push these guys back enough so we can get some more weapons and men pumped into there so that we can get this offensive going. And it is an offensive against the Syrian people and their government. The ease with which Turkey brokered arrangements with the Russian military to facilitate the launch of its Operation Olive Branch in the Afrin district, arrangements to which America was not privy, is gravely concerning. And this is what I'm talking about. Now, as you see, we got a problem in Turkey. And when they moved that embassy to Jerusalem, there was a problem with Jordan. People, I mean, it's getting ready to go down. I mean, the orders have been given for the goyim to get out there and bleed your ass dry and get this goddamn property turned over to your masters, he said. Turkey lately has increased its engagement with Russia and Iran. Well, you leave them no choice, and they're going to try to make Russia and Iran and Syria look like the bad guys when we're over there invading. I mean, the very ISIS, they're telling us that we have to fear here at home. You know, people are sitting in jail for supposedly funding al-Qaeda. And then, they even changed the definition of ISIS from a terrorist group. They took that definition away because, well, it was getting pretty bad because the government was funding them. That would have made the government in violation of the same laws they're holding people in prison for. So they just changed it for the government. This is so sick and so twisted, it's beyond belief. Trump administration does not seem to understand the gravity of Turkey's concerns. Oh, man, I do. I think if I was in Turkey, if I was a Turk, I'd be going, oh, shit, they're coming for us, too. They're going to take the whole goddamn Middle East to hand over to their masters there in Tel Aviv. The only chance the Middle East has got is to cling to Russia. And the fact that Russia has enough ordnance to destroy this goddamn planet is the only deterrent. But I got to believe that at the top, you know, with Putin and the rest of the goddamn criminals over there in Russia, just like the criminals here, just like the criminals around the world running the world, that the arrangements have already been made. You know, that when it all unfolds, it's going to be just like when they were talking. Most Americans are just oblivious. No, I think a lot of people have known everything all along. And it's just like when you get, it's just like Major Jordan. You wonder how in the hell a guy, Major, who ran the Lend-Lease program for the United States through World War II could not get the word out that of what had really happened there. And then you try and run some. I mean, the internet was a pretty open spot when I jumped into it. But boy, howdy, did they put the clamps down on that. I mean, like I said, you know, the people are oblivious because they watch that fucking stupid box instead of looking for the truth. Because it's so much easier to watch the stupid box. And then you can say, I'm informed and I'm going to go vote. That was another thing, man. Cornkey was talking about, had some guy up there from Michigan are going to run for governor. And so they got him a goddamn political campaign. I'm going to put it straight up. This is the goddamn, this is reality. We are occupied from the meter maid to the president. There's a 25% of the people in this goddamn country calling themselves Americans that are going out. They are signed up on the, they are on the list of acquiescers. They are in the list of consenters to the rest of us. These people are absolute traitors, and what distinguishes them is they're going out and participating in this. You cannot say that this country is not occupied from the bottom up. And you cannot say that this man who is running in Michigan is not running for a post in an occupation government. He just is. And anybody who goes out there and votes, I'm sorry, by definition of the English language, which you must hate. You must fucking hate it. You are a traitor to your people. You're committing treason against me because I'm not cooperating, because I'm suffering for not cooperating. But you're going to cooperate because, oh, I think I can get in there and I could change a few things. And then Corky talking about it like, well, when the time comes, then what? You're going to already have another government set up? Is that what your plan is? I got news for you. It's all fucking going. We're going to start over and you're not going to have already started it over. And then when I see what comes on behind Cornkey, it's just goddamn, man, here it is. He's talking about the two different, the communists and then the national socialists, Fabian socialists, these goddamn son of a bitches like the Bundays. You get the 3%ers, the oath keepers, and all of these people. I mean, talking about them, hell, get a satellite for them. I can see it just shifting over that way. Maybe you can intend to be the new controller that Alex Jones isn't anymore because he has been completely found out. Were you going to be found out just as completely? The people who listen to what we have to say, they understand the truth and they know when anybody varies from it. And then they start asking, why are you varying from the truth? Why are you transmitting the enemy propaganda? Why? And you want to get a satellite? You want our people to pay for a satellite so you can become the new controller that Alex Jones, I mean, you must be in it for the goddamn money is all I can figure. Because this isn't rocket science. You're either with us at this point in the ball game. I mean, and to pretend, I mean, what the hell? You think that you can get control of it long enough for another generation of us to die off and leave it to our kids? Disgusting people. Purely disgusting. And they have to, like I said, anybody out there, if you're broadcasting this, you're a fucking traitor. I'm sorry. You are a traitor. Listen to it and understand what the situation is. You are committing treason against 75% of the people in this country. 25% of these people want to go out and play this fucking voting game, you know, because they think if my vote counts, you see, I'm going to control the country. You're a fucking moron. You're not going to do nothing. But acquiesce to it, to give it legitimacy. That's what you're doing. You're giving legitimacy to an occupation. That is treason against your people. You go out and vote, you goddamn sons of bitches. Your names will be written down on a piece of paper that's saying, this is who voted. This is who committed treason against our people. And in the end, the history is going to judge you. You people who broadcast this shit, you people who go along with this shit in any way. I mean, you can sit there and go, oh, you can't get me. But that time is a son of a bitch, and time will get you. In time, time will, because this thing has to come to a head. This thing has to come to a conclusion. You can try to dog it on down the road to try to get you a better angle so that you can come out and control and fuck our Bill of Rights, but it ain't going to work. Because the people who will fight are going to be fighting for their rights. And they're this time around, they're going to know what those rights are. And they're not going to stop until those rights are absolute law and you are either in jail or you're dead or out the fuck out of this country. You treasonous bastards. Every one of you.
And they're cowards here.
Yes, they are cowards. It disgusts me, Dion, for to know that, you know, I mean, Mark Carney sits there and he talks with Joe McNeil. And he's talking, you know, about, you know, the fact that this, we're at war. We're at goddamn war. And the very next broadcast behind him, you got just this shit here in Syria. Oh, the chemical weapons that Assad's got to be taken out. I mean, just like the Jews wrote the fucking script. And after they're asking us to put up, you know, give us money so we can put this satellite, so we can get this to more people. Get what to more people? The goddamn same shit that's on Fox? Are you becoming the new Alex Jones? Is that what you think? You're going to step in and take that position because he's been so discredited that he can't control the people anymore? You think you're going to control them? Think again, because there's going to be people like me here calling you out on every fucking issue, every fucking time, every minute. How dare you? Go ahead. Sorry.
Hey. Oh, that's okay. You want to have these people ever heard of Operation Markenberg? Have these people ever heard of what's that XCI guy named?
Paperclip.
William Casey or something. William Casey or something like that, who said he didn't know that the disinformation program would be complete when everything that Americans know is a lie. I mean, you ever want to have these people even heard of those quotes?
Of course
even
they
heard
have.
Heard of the operation?
Of course
I
they
mean,
have.
Come on,
no,
you
that's
say you're
this is the problem. See, they know it. I mean, people like Mark, he understands this absolutely. But when I sit in here, what am I supposed to think here? You know, I sit and I listen to him talking what we talk. And then, you know, we got to get a satellite to get this out here. Because we're the voice, we're getting out to the people. And then the very next broadcast behind him, I might as well be listening to Fox News. What's going on here is they want to get Joe McNeil that satellite so he can charge. See, he charges people to broadcast on the micro effect. He gets money from them every month for letting them broadcast. And I guess he don't really give a shit if it's enemy propaganda, the three percenters, the Tories, or what the hell it is. Just send him his fucking money is what I'm seeing here. And so I can make a bunch of money, and they think that this is the time to strike because Alex Jones is completely discredited. Maybe we can slide in there and we can be the new controllers of the 75%. Give it up. It ain't going to happen. You're going to be marked as goddamn traitors is what's going to happen to you. And anybody that cooperates in this shit, I mean, I'm just one man. I mean, I ain't going to get you, but there's a whole lot more than me. Now, there's a whole lot more of me. That's 75% of the population. This country is fed up with this shit. They're fed up with being conned and lied to by people. They're fed up with being conned and lied to about things that mean the difference between freedom and slavery by people who are trying to get a buck out of it. That's what they're sick of. They're going to hang people like that. You better get on board and you better start preaching the Bill of Rights, because that's what this fucking fight's about. Anything to the contrary, anything with a notion of, well, we're going to go and I'm going to run for governor of the state and then we can move things around. It'd be sweeter for the guys who are on board with me before the shit goes down. You think so? You really think there's going to be anything like that left when this goddamn thing breaks loose? Really? I think you know better. I think you just maybe are trying to make some money. Because there ain't no money in telling the truth, is there? But man, what it comes down to, people, here is dollars for compromise, period. How much will you compromise? That's how much money you can have, period. And like I said, what I'm seeing here is the micro effect charging these goddamn, like the Bundys, this goddamn coalition that came across here, the three percenters, the oath keepers, these goddamn Tories is what they are. Because they got a little bit of money. See, the Tories, they could pay to be on the radio. And that's what it's about. If you ain't out there, I mean, you don't give a shit what comes over that broadcast. As long as you get the money in the mail, then you're a piece of shit. I mean, like I said, you people that broadcast it, you're committing treason against the rest of us. That ain't me. That's just reality. And you can't have it both ways. Okay? Here we are. The American position in northern Syria is strategically foolish and operationally dangerous, Ford told Middle East Eye News Portal, which he is referring to Washington's decision to arm terrorist organizations in Syria. And, you know, it's just like the thing, the shit with the government, just sitting there doing this shit like you can't see it and telling me it's something that it isn't. You know what I mean? And it's bled over into what's supposed to be the Patriot. I mean, I can see it for 4 years from now. Well, I mean, they'll be going, yeah, the trenches, the new Republican movement, the new Republican Party. I mean, I ain't shitting you. I watched them do it to the Tea Party. I watched these same maggots come in with their goddamn computers and their money and hijack a goddamn grassroots movement. I watched it happen. I've watched it happen twice. Only they didn't get the goddamn Occupy movement, and I'll tell you why. Because the Occupy movement refused leaders. They were a leaderless resistance, and they refused leaders. They could not infiltrate it. They could not take it just for that reason. So they had to come across the country and burn their tents and beat them down. But the Tea Party, it just got transformed over to the new Republican Party. Anybody who calls themselves any kind of goddamn party person, when this shit's over, hang them right on the spot. Just hang their asses, because that's the start of the new problem. I guarantee you. And then, like I said, you look over here, just like what they're doing here in Syria. Like, we can't see what you're doing. You think we're fucking stupid? Same over here in the Patriot. You don't think we can see what you're doing, Joe McNeil? You're selling us out. So you guys make sure you get out there and make sure he gets that satellite so he can charge more to the goddamn, to the Tories to have their shit in your broadcast. That's all you're going to have left to listen to. Because I guarantee you they would have no problem if the trenches was squeezed clear out. I mean, I'm sure they would participate in it if they could. If they could help out, they would. Because there ain't no money in the trenches, people. Just goddamn people. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PDFTT.
Nurses all got around. They gazed to the white wonder at the joy they had found. Head nurse spoke up to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:34 Pacific time, and that was JB and the Moonshine Band with a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45. People. Thinking about, you know, Corky said this morning. He said, if Trump doesn't betray us any more than he has to present, then this thing with electing a governor through the Libertarian Party in the Michigan, oh, this is something we got to go for. We got to back it, and we got to campaign and go out and do the goddamn fraudulent vote. Man, I'm telling you, people. Either this shit is what it is, what we see every day and what's in our face, or it's just kind of like something else. What is it? You want everybody joined in and doing this thing together because we need to as a people, we need to get this shit out of our country. But goddamn. And then you come back in the next week, and if Trump don't betray us to his Jew masters any more than he already has, seriously. And this guy comes up on the radio, and he's a ex-Air Force, some kind of lieutenant colonel or something. He just got to swear his son in. He just believes in that goddamn NATO international goddamn military, doesn't he? And that's not even that. It's just this ain't can't be fixed like that. And we're not going to have a little portion that you're going to get to keep anyway. The goddamn table's getting cleared off. We're starting over. Shove that Constitution right up your ass. We're writing a new one. And this son of a bitch is going to be written by people who wrote the goddamn Bill of Rights. It's going to be clear who runs this country and who it belongs to. Not the cliques. Not the Masonic dirty church cabal. The people. Oh, here, well, let's see if he's going to fuck us anymore then, I guess, huh, is what we got to look for here. Trump instructs DHS to block caravans of illegals after first wave reaches border. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. President Trump has instructed the Department of Homeland Security to deny reported caravans of asylum seekers entry into the United States. A caravan of over 1,000 mostly Central American refugees attempted to travel by foot, but bus, and train to the U.S. southern border in hopes of being granted asylum after President Trump threatened to cut off foreign aid to Honduras and the countries that allow this to happen. See, they're trying to throw this out here. And I mean, and when them people that were on after Mark, oh man, this Trump, I mean, you might as well call it the Trump-Tory broadcast, because that's what I heard, people. You need to go listen to it so you can confirm it for yourselves what exactly is going on over there. Mexico agreed to disband the group. Despite their efforts, a group of around 50 asylum seekers have made it to the U.S. border seeking entry at the Tijuana crossing into California. Despite the Democrat-inspired laws on sanctuary cities and the border being so bad and one-sided, I have instructed the Secretary of Homeland Security not to let these large caravans of people into our country. And you know what? It's like, you know, I'm going to stop all this. He's going to do something all the fucking time, ain't he? We're going to find out if this is going to work, because we know it ain't. We know who's running this country. It's the communists, his brethren communists, who are in the courts are going to go, no, you can't, Trump. Oh, he's going, damn, I wanted to. I really wanted to. I guess I'm just going to have these cheap foreign labor in here in spite of myself. It is a disgrace. We are the only country in the world to so naive. We're not naive. We know exactly, the 75% know exactly what you 25% of traitors are doing, and you're gonna fucking pay for it. Make no mistake. Trump then added in a new tweet that the United States may require Mexico to take active measures to stop groups of migrants from Central America and elsewhere, which may be a condition of the new NAFTA agreement. Oh God, this is so disgusting. What a blob of shit. Puss. 3 weeks ago, we reported that the Trump administration is said to be pushing for a new NAFTA deal with Mexico and Canada, though discussions were not advanced enough to be announced at the summit of the America held on April 13th through the 14th, as originally hoped for. Senior trade officials from the three nations will meet again in Washington over the next few weeks for an intensified push for a new government. Talks will pick up on Tuesday after cabinet-level members vowed on Friday to keep up the momentum following consultations with their technical teams over the weekend. Mexican Economy Minister Ildefonso Guajardo said last week that after seven rounds of talks in as many months rotating between the three countries, the three sides have entered a concentrated phase where my negotiating team is particularly practically living in Washington. You know, and what the hell the deal is, it's who's going to get the contracts. It ain't like the people here. Or you get $50. We're going to give you $50. Gee, come vote. Get out there and vote. Be a goddamn traitor to your people. Participate. Bend with the wind. Trump, who recently ordered a National Guard deployment at the U.S.-Mexican border, has called on Mexico to take tougher stance on immigration. You mean like granting them the goddamn the passes to stay in Mexico to come on up here to our border like we've reported on here? But, you know, this goddamn broadcast and the Trenches website, we don't exist, you see. And if we just get the fuck out of the way, somebody could make some real money at this. You know that, guys? If we just get out of the way, that's all it would take. New York Times, migrants use other children to trigger catch and release. This is from Breitbart, sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Border law loopholes are incentivizing migrants to use other people's children as human shields to get themselves into the United States, according to the New York Times. The admission is buried in a New York Times article decrying the countermeasures by the Department of Homeland Security, which is now housing roughly 700 border crossing children in different facilities from the people who claim to be their parents, the New York Times admitted. Protecting children at the border is complicated because there have indeed been instances of fraud. No. I just won't believe it. Fraud? Really? At the border? Our government? No. I just won't believe it, people. Some migrants have admitted they brought their children not only to remove them from danger in such places as Central America and Africa, but because they believe it would cause the authorities to release them from custody sooner. I mean, it makes a person irate, and it's not good to just be pissed all the time, but there's no getting around it. Either you're going to talk about it or you're not, and if you talk about it, it's like this whole outrageous scenario we've been going over from Syria to, you know, he's going to have the DHS stop him and all this horse shit, right up to what we're talking about now, and then turn around and go, well, maybe we can elect a governor somewhere. A governor, that would do it, yeah. Horse shit, you vote, you're a traitor. Others have admitted to posing falsely with children who are not their own, and Border Patrol officials say that such instances of fraud are increasing too. Not only is there fraud, but it's what the hell would an increase of fraud down there be, people? Really? I mean, like I said, and then, you know, they'll come up and somebody will come over and said, you know, actually, they'll, you know, point out that all this shit's going on. You know, the people are actually kind of naive about this. That's because of people like you fucking sending them down rabbit trails and the mainstream media, you know, acting like, reporting their propaganda lies. And then the people just sitting there going, because it's easier just to watch 15 minutes of news and drink your beer and just, oh, I guess everything's okay. I'm real informed. I'm going to go vote. The loophole was created by the 19. Let's see here. Okay. Yeah. Here we go now. This is what we're talking about. Now, are these people going to get sent back when they get to the border? I'm here to tell you. The first one they tried to go, what they're talking about doing is just like nabbing them and right away having judges there. Okay, and we're just going to go ahead and process you and kick your ass out. You want to bet? Does anybody? I got that nice, big, shiny nickel. I'm ready to put it on the line once again. Does anybody want to bet? Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. The first one they go to deport, the first one they put into the front of the deportation line, you're going to have a goddamn lawsuit. You're going to have a lawsuit in a communist court. And Trumpy's going to be there. Damn it. They went and had a lawsuit. And now, God, all we can do is use those National Guard troops to process them into the country as fast as possible to get them to your neighborhood so their MS-13 gang asses can start cutting your children. That's all I can do. My hands are tied. I have no power as the president of these United States, as the executive. I can't enforce the laws. They just go ahead and they make up a new law to counter me every time. They're just countering me is what they're doing. And people go, damn, we're going to have to vote him in for another 4 years. Maybe he can do it later. Let Trump be Trump. The loophole was created by a 1997 Flores settlement, whatever in the hell that means, Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S, Flores, a settlement which says the officials must quickly release migrants with children, but they're not migrants. These are invaders, God damn it. You wouldn't know what, you know, let's say that they did capture them right at the goddamn border. And then you did set up an immigration court. And the first one walks up and they say, well, why are you coming to this country? Because I'm afraid to return to my country because of the violence and the poverty. It's violence and poverty. And they're sitting there, their fat asses looking at you in better clothes than I can afford to wear. And said, right, the poverty. And it's just wrong. Well, then are you in immediate danger? You say you're a refugee. You're fleeing. You have to have asylum here. You're going to get hurt, right? Yes, that's true. Are you holding Mexican passport? I mean, are you holding Mexican, God damn it, I can't think what they're called, permits to be in Mexico for 30 days, 60 days? Yeah, I still have 2 weeks on it. Then for 2 weeks, you ain't no kind of goddamn jeopardy, are you? And if you are, you can go down and apply for another one in Mexico, can't you? Are you afraid to be in Mexico? Well, yes, well, no, but they're great. Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying? But this ain't going to matter, people. Because what's going to happen is you're going to have a federal lawyer. The ACLU is going to come into it. And they're going to file a lawsuit to have all of the deportations stopped. And there's going to be an injunction put on that action. And it's going to be put there. And they can't get it to the Supreme Court because it just can't get there. It just can't. It ain't going to happen. You see, and there's going to be an injunction because that's unfair to them. Because the ones that came before them, they got a date. And they're supposed to come up first for this immigration thing. These other guys here ain't even got to work one of our jobs yet. They haven't got to go to Walmart and clean the shelves off because it's free Walmart up here, don't you know? It ain't fair. It's not equality. And you're fucking their rights, man. They have rights in this country. The American nationals, they ain't got no rights. You got the right to work, give them your money, and keep your fucking mouth shut. That's your rights as an American national. But these goddamn foreigners, I mean, let's go on. Just like these people who made this settlement. It was in Congress that did this. The Congress that represents, well, people from other countries. That's what the Congress of the United States is here for, right? To represent people from other countries, to hand over our resources and our wealth to them, right? I mean, that's what the Constitution that everybody loves so much, that's Constitution, that's what it says, to provide for the general welfare of foreigners, you see, people, foreign nationals, because this country was put here for them. Now, let's go on a little bit. The loophole created by the 1997 Flores settlement, which says officials must quickly release migrants with children once they ask the courts for asylum to stay in the United States, even if their requests are unlikely to succeed. The Flores loophole is one of the several federal laws which force border officials to catch and release waves of economic migrants. And they're economic invaders. They're not migrants. They are migrating, but they're invaders, economic invaders. They're here to take your fucking wealth, to take what belongs to you and me and have it be theirs. Okay. The loopholes have been used by so many migrants since 2011 that almost 700,000 asylum cases are pending in the immigration courts. And that's what they're going to tell them when they try to do this thing on the border. Nope, that's 700,001. When that one next, you go get that one next. Otherwise, you're targeting these people. You're racially profiling them is what you're doing. And this is a racist act, and it is not going to be allowed. An injunction has been put on this program. Now, you get your asses down there, and Trump will be... Oh, he'll be incensed. He's going to be angry. He's going to be put out. He's going to be tweeting. It's these goddamn courts. It's what's doing it. See, I ain't got no power as president to enforce the law. These courts, see, they legislate and they decide the law. They're the judge, the jury. It's called admiralty. And it's coming from it must be a source higher than the president of the United States, evidently, because it's a power higher than him. Then the president of the United States that is saying, you know, shove your laws up your ass. This is an invasion that we support. And this invasion is going to continue. That nice shiny nickel's out there for anybody that wants to go for it. Pending the immigration courts and the cases take an average of 2 years to resolve. 2 years to resolve. Okay. But you know, that's not what the law says. Now, you cannot legislate law and then legislate other law that countermands the law you legislated. You just can't do it. You have to remove that other law. That's the way it was supposed to be set up. But then that was that Constitution thing. You know, that bullshit document they sold to our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers. You know, that bullshit document that a lot of people who knew better, you know, the people who wrote the Anti-Federalist Papers, they knew what it was all about. But here we are when everything comes to fruition. Just you step back. You have nothing to say in this. We're giving what belongs to you away. No due process of the law. No procedural due process. We're just giving it to these people because we want to. We wrote it down on a piece of paper that we have the authority to take what is yours and give it to these fucking foreigners. And that's just the way it is. Step back or we will have you shot. You will be prosecuted. We will have you shot. You try to stop us from giving away what belongs to you. That's how we're your government. We're your representatives, and we're representing giving your shit to these goddamn foreigners. You see, that's how it works, boy. Okay, where were we here? The delays are a boom for the smugglers. I mean, just like this wasn't set up. This racket was not set up. The boom. Oh, it's just everything's just happenstance. Loopholes, you know, that make these bastards billions of dollars for selling us out. The delays are a boom for the smugglers and the migrants because it means the migrants get work permits for jobs. So allowing them to work and pay the smugglers fees. Boy, sounds like a racket to me, people. The delays are also good for businesses in many democratic cities. And I don't care, Democrat, Republican, this bullshit, and everybody frickin' knows it. It's rich and poor. The rich that want to have everything in the, including the lives of the poor, which have gained an infusion of cheap labor to fill the blue-collar service-class jobs. Remember when they took away our industry? We're going to give you a service economy. It's going to be for you American service. Oh, wait a minute. You don't need no goddamn brains to wash the goddamn floors. Where did that do? We can get a $5 Mexican to do that. Ha ha. Guess we fooled you. Blue-collar service-class jobs with support, which support upper-income professionals. So far, Democratic legislators have opposed efforts by, and just playing it, by Donald Trump. Donald Trump is he's not orchestrating. It's being orchestrated in Tel Aviv. He's just another meat puppet. But to pretend that he's anything else just disgusts the shit out of me. Donald Trump to close the border law loopholes. Right. Yeah, that's his whole effort. Man, I'll tell you what, he got the Keystone Pipe. He got all them pipelines going like that, no goddamn problem. Tax cut for the people who committed the fraud in 2008, trillions of dollars to them, son of a bitch, just like that. All that money they made off of our resources that was stashed off over in offshore accounts that would put me or you in prison, just like that, right back, hey, man, no problem. We can do this. He's got all kinds of power when it comes to powers that a president was never supposed to have, doesn't he? A statement from DHS Press Secretary Tyler Holton said the border checks of adults and children are needed to protect migrant children. And I don't give a shit about them. They don't give a shit about your children. What about the children in the tent cities across this goddamn country doing? I mean, they don't got these nice fancy ass clothes. Their women aren't fat like these bitches coming out of Honduras. They're just goddamn poor, ragged ass Americans who own the goddamn country. But you don't never hear about them. Wouldn't you think in a country where you've got about a third of your population living in deep poverty that were formerly middle class because they were the baby boom generation and they were the tops of their fields in 2008 when the fraud that these bastards committed took them out. And but you don't even know, you wouldn't know these people existed if it wasn't for, you know, broadcasts like this and places like the trenches, would you? But one day they're going to come up and go, do you know that people have been completely oblivious to the fact that, you know, a third of the population that are actually Americans who can trace their lineage back to the goddamn colonies, goddamn, they've been dispossessed, disenfranchised, and made civilly dead. God, everybody was just oblivious to it. Bullshit. It's just all bullshit, people. A statement from DHS Press Secretary Tyler Holton said the border checks of adults and children are needed to protect migrant children and are not intended to deter migrants. Migrants' use of the florist loophole. I mean, it's just, we put this loophole. The law says that we got a right to your sovereign country. We put a loophole that said just any son of a bitch that comes up and says refugee can walk across your border, take your fucking job, take your home. You will pay to school his kids. You will pay for his food. I mean, you will pay for your destruction, okay? That's it's just a loophole. See, it's a loophole. It didn't. Nobody intended it. Who knew that that's how it would be used? Not me. DHS does not currently have a policy of separating families at the border for deterrence purposes. As required by law, DHS must protect the best interest of minor children crossing our borders. Like I said, somehow we American nationals have been made responsible for everybody's fucking around this whole goddamn planet. They fuck over there in another country and have a bunch of fucking shit kids out. They bring them over here and somehow we're fucking responsible for them. What do you think, people? How do you, I mean, goddamn, people who can't afford to raise their own children are, no, you're responsible because them people, a bunch of Hondurans fucked over there. They were fucking all over the place like goddamn rabbits and shitting out kids. And here they all are. Now take care of them. School them. Give them free school. Raise them. Education. It's on you, motherfucker. Sorry for the language, but it is. It's just fucking. It's like rabbits. You know how it is, people. And why, when somebody fucks over in Honduras and impregnates a woman, the woman shits the kid out. Now, it's all of a sudden, it's your and my responsibility? How does that work, people? How did they sell that to the American people? How do they continue to sell that to the American people? I would like to know. Again, sorry for the language.
Plus, they're dumber than a bunch of rocks.
You goddamn right they are, brother. And sorry for the language. Sorry for it, but goddamn it, it's the facts. DHS does not currently have a policy of separating families at the border for deterrence purposes as required by law. DHS must protect the best interests of minor children, you know, other people's leavings, crossing our borders. And occasionally this results in separating children from an adult they are traveling with if we cannot ascertain the parental relationship or if we think the child is otherwise in danger. Unfortunately, we have seen many instances where human traffickers have used children to cross the border to gain illegal entry to our country as they know they are unlikely to be detained. This is one of the very loopholes. Here we are again, people. Loopholes. We would like to see Congress end. It's not a loophole. It was done intentionally for this very fucking purpose. It's called an invasion. Congress end in order to gain operational control of our border. The New York Times article described the efforts of progressive groups to widen the Flores settlement loophole and to shut down DHS countermeasures. See, it's just, they're against each other, fighting each other. We're just losing, guys. The goddamn law, the people, we're just losing. I don't know. We just ain't good fighters, I guess, in the communist admiralty courts. For months, members of Congress have been demanding answers about how many families are being separated as they are processed at stations along the southwest border, in part because the Trump administration has in the past said it was considering taking children from their parents as a way to deter migrants from coming here. And they're putting this out here. Because then they're going to come up, oh, this is such an outrage. And the courts are going to have, they won't even have to file a lawsuit. The courts will just on their own initiative, a court that cannot move, a court that cannot exist is going to step up and say, no, you're not. No, you're not. Oh, they're all coming in just like they have been. This is just so that when you come back and you go, what the fuck are they doing here? Well, you see, we went over here and there's this goddamn loophole. We tried to stop the loophole, couldn't stop it. Here they are. They got your job. I'm sorry. They're working for me. Have a nice day. And by God, that's the way it is, people. I think everybody's figured it out. The political push is accompanied by a ACLU lawsuit. And this is what's going to happen when they try to turn them caravans back. Remember, you heard it here first. On February 20th, a young woman named Marina arrived at the Texas border carrying her 18-month-old son. Fucked over there, shit it out, here it is, it's on you. They had fled their home in Honduras through a cloud of tear gas, she told border agents, and needed protection from the political violence there. She had hoped she and her son would find refuge together. Instead, the agents ordered her to place her son in the back of a government vehicle. She said later in a sworn declaration to a federal court, they both cried as the boy was driven away. How many of the children are taken in this country for things like, because you won't let them give them illegal vaccination, because you won't surrender your parental rights. She, where were we? Marina has pinballed across Texas, held at various times in three other detention centers. She is part of a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union, from the American International Take America Liberties Union, on behalf of many migrants and foreigners, parents seeking to prohibit families from separations at the border, because this is all a part of the invasion. This is how they do it. You ain't going to remove that. And you want that nice shiny nickel, you bet against me. I bet you there's a lawsuit filed. I bet you not one of them fuckers is turned back. I bet you they're released right into your country, and you get to raising them goddamn kids of these foreigners. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just feed on the outrage, and that is The Word from the Trenches. Yeah.